It's time we talked, my friend. It's time we talked about the sad state of male sexual health in the year 2024. Here's the thing. Men are dried up. They're depleted. Men in their 20s have erectile dysfunction, have impotence, premature ejaculation, sexual exhaustion, low testosterone. What the hell is going on here? Why is human sexual vitality dropping year after year? Well, I'm going to get into that in this video, as well as what you can do about it to make sure that you have radiant sexual health for lifetime. I'm Jonathan White. I'm here to help you master sexual and self-mastery and help you use your sexual energy to manifest an epic life for yourself. How does that sound? If you enjoy the content, hit subscribe to support the channel and make sure you get the free ejaculation control course through the link in the video description. Let's dive into this video. I want to preface this video by sharing an excerpt from the Yellow Emperor's classic, Chinese Medicine. This is a well-known classic amongst, you know, Chinese medicine practitioners and people interested in different aspects of Taoist practice. And of course, sexual kung fu is a Taoist practice. And this text highlights a lot of the principles in sexual kung fu. So literally 3,000 years ago, you know, this art was being discussed, and it's on record in this book, which is a collection of writings from supposedly the Yellow Emperor, a period of time in ancient China. And this section is basically explaining the rise and fall of a man's sexual vitality throughout his life. So it starts by saying the male body starts to activate the kidney qi at the age of 8. This basically means that the sexual energy is starting to become active. Kidney qi, sexual energy are interrelated in Chinese medicine. So at about age 8, for young men, the sexual energy starts to become generated, and not long after that, men go through puberty. And at the age of 16, sexual maturity is reached. We all experience that. And at the age of 24, reaches its peak. So peak sexual vitality, age of 24. Holds its full power to the age of 32. So that peak of vitality holds from about age 24 to 32. And men begin to experience the weakening of the kidney qi at age 40. So at age 40, men's sexual vitality starts to decline a little bit, starts to slow down. Shows weakness of the qi circulations in the yang vessels with the development of gray hairs at the age of 48. So hair starts to gray, you're getting a little older. Experiences the deficiency of the liver qi with the symptom of exhaustion and fatigue at the age of 56. So fatigue and exhaustion, depleted liver qi at the age of 56. We'll come back to this. And then suffers the exhaustion of the yang qi, the qi in the yang vessels, with losing hair and teeth at the age of 64. So now you're balding, teeth are falling out. You're getting old, son. Okay, so that's it. That's the excerpt. Now, why am I sharing this? First of all, this isn't necessarily like set in stone, like this is how your life's gonna be. You're fucked by the age of 64. Not necessarily that. I'm sharing this because the Yellow Emperor's classic was written between 475 and 225 BC. That's like almost 3,000 years ago. And this was, you know, perhaps we could take this as a record to say this was the average man in that time period's state of sexual vitality throughout his lifetime. So the average man back then was in a state of peak sexual health, peak sexual vitality from 24 to 32, and didn't start to decline until 40. Well, here we are 3,000 years later, and we're kind of conditioned to believe that anything that happened before this advanced, incredible age of time we live in was basically just a bunch of hairy barbarians walking around the earth, hitting each other with stone sticks. Like, no electricity, no running water, no porn, no TikTok. What the hell did these savages do with their time? Well, clearly they were a lot healthier than we are in our modern age. Because if you take the average man growing up in this world now, like if you take my generation, for example, I'm 35 years old. If you round up a bunch of 35-year-old men here in the United States, then I guarantee you that most of them are not going to, not to brag, but be as healthy and vital and vibrant as I am. I've met a lot of 30-year-old men who have gray hair, who are balding, who have complete impotence, complete erectile dysfunction. Their kidney qi is gone. It didn't last till the age of 40, that's for sure. I've met 20-year-olds who have the same symptoms. In fact, it's quite common now. So here's the thing. I think that the age of 20 is the new 40 for men in this current era, whereas that tends to be their decline of sexual vitality. The kidney qi starts to become deficient at the age of 20. So 20 is the new 40. Think about that. Using this ancient text as a reference point, I mean, even using 50 years ago as a reference point based on testosterone levels and the indicators of sexual health I've already mentioned, we can see that men in their 20s are already on the road to sexual exhaustion. And it's like, they're not gonna make it to 40. They're definitely not gonna make it to 50. They're balding by the age of 30. Their teeth and hair are falling out at the age of 30. So that's why I'm sharing this, is that 3,000 years ago in ancient China, the average man had better sexual health than men today in 2024. In spite of our amazing technology, these supposed amazing modern medicines, oh, you could take a pill for anything, all these conveniences and things, people are unhealthier than ever. That's the main point I'm making. And now let's get into like what's causing this specifically. And what do we do about it? I think there's three main depletions that are causing this. Three main factors of depletion. Just to keep it really simple in this video. Number one is porn. Porn and over-ejaculation. The two go hand in hand. Because if you didn't have access to porn, would you be jerking off and ejaculating three times a day? I mean, I'm not saying that you are doing that, but if you were doing that three times a day, if you were jerking off and ejaculating even once a day, would you be doing that without porn? I'm not gonna get too far into this because I've made many videos about this, which you can check out if this is a new concept for you. But for men in the current world, coming of age and coming into the age of sexual maturity is often hand in hand with consuming pornographic material. And for the vast majority of men in the modern world, becoming a porn addict, becoming overstimulated by porn, impulsively driven to consistently ejaculate every single day, multiple times a day, literally throwing your life force down the drain. An ejaculation costs you something. It's fine if it's occasional, but if you are ejaculating more days than not, you are running into depletion. And coming back to the Yellow Emperor's classic, this was a common theme that over-ejaculation equals the sexual exhaustion of men. So that's number one. Porn is literally castrating modern men. I think it's a control system, but that's another topic for another time. So we have porn and over-ejaculation. The second one is nutritional deficiency. Again, here's a very interesting thing that we live in this amazing technological world. We have all the comforts, but very few people have access to clean, uncontaminated food. We have a lot of processed food. We have a lot of genetically modified food. We have a lot of food ridden with pesticides, chemicals, seed oils, all kinds of nasty shit that is going to grow tumors in your body, that is going to wreck your hormonal system, that is going to deplete your vitality. And the modern diet is lacking in essential minerals and nutrients. So nutritional deficiency. And yes, in ancient times, people couldn't go to the grocery store and just buy whatever the hell they wanted. They also had an uncontaminated supply of food, whatever that was available, uncontaminated air, and people tended to have a much more direct connection with where their food was coming from. It was usually grown within a mile or two of where they lived. The third factor is toxicity. And ultimately, what is toxicity? Of course, you know, we could say chemicals in the environment, in your food supply, your water, your air, as I already mentioned, it's all loaded with chemicals. And what toxicity is really doing is creating stress in your body. The real problem here is actually stress. But which comes first, the stress or the toxicity? And for most people in the modern world, it's actually the toxicity, which is creating stress. But toxins in our modern world go beyond the physical. Here's where we get a bit more esoteric. Sure, there's GMOs, pesticides, which I already mentioned, spike proteins, seed oils, but there's also more subtle toxins that you can't really touch or be so aware of, such as EMF radiation from your electronic devices. Mental toxicity. What do I mean by this? Stress. Patterns of stress and worry, overthinking, overprocessing information. Here's an unprecedented situation we've never seen in the world before, is the amount of information, the amount of data the average human processes in the modern world is probably thousands of times what it used to be in ancient times before the advent of technology. Because what did people focus on? What were they thinking about? Whatever was there around them in that moment. Back in the day, most people were just living off the land. They were farmers, they were hunters, they were mothers, nurses, whatever. They were working directly with their environment, engaged within the earth, doing material things. Now, we sit around and we stare at these screens all day. And what are these screens doing? They're putting this information, this data, into our head. And we have an addiction for information. We have an addiction for simply processing data because it's so stimulating, much like porn is for men. But it's a little more subtle than that. We simply get addicted to this stimulation of all this information. Oh, it's making me worried, but I want more. Oh, look at this TikTok video. I want to watch another one, another 5-second clip. And so this creates a toxicity effect on our body. It's sensory overstimulation, but again, this informational indigestion from all this data you're processing, specifically fear-based information, which is, it's pretty common these days. So stress and toxicity are hand in hand. And the toxins in the environment you're exposed to in your food, your water, your air, even your clothes, it's everywhere. The toxins that are coming into your sensory input from your devices you're using, yeah, a lot of it is toxicity, just the electronic signal from that thing, the blue light, but also the information just fucking cramming up your system is toxicity, and it is locking your body into a survival mode. When you're stuck in survival mode, stuck in fight or flight, your sympathetic nervous system's on overdrive. And for most people, their parasympathetic nervous system is discharged. There's no more charge left in it. Their parasympathetic state cannot function. And people try to compensate like, well, I need to take more supplements. I need to exercise more. I need to blow. It's trying to add all these things. Your system's already fucking burned out. So what we see are these people who are incredibly obsessive over their diet, their lifestyle, and just trying to control things because they're still stuck in this survival, super stressed out, sympathetic dominant nervous system state. And the solution is really to let go a little bit. I'll come back to this. Again, they didn't have this in ancient times. Okay, so now let's get to the solution. I know I've thrown out a lot of shit. It's just important to see like what's going on. Why are we so unhealthy? Why are human beings so stressed out and unhealthy? And hormonal imbalances are more common than uncommon. Now let's get to the part of like, okay, there's enough of that. We can just let go of all that. And like, okay, what do I focus on now? What's gonna bring me to healthy sexual vitality, okay? The number one thing is do not consume porn. Definitely stop over ejaculating. You know, I've made loads of material on non-ejaculatory orgasms and transitioning into primarily non-ejaculatory sex or even masturbation if you choose, but stop watching porn. It just doesn't do you any good. Keeps that stress-based sexual response locked in your system. Stop putting toxic information in your body. Like, do you really need to be following the news every day? Do you really need to be following the like trending things that are pissing everybody off and like triggering panic and anxiety and conflict? Like, I think it's a control system. Humans are literally living in invisible cages, and the cage is a state of stress and fear. I mean, if you really think about it, it's a pattern. It's a pattern. Every so often there's this huge news story that's horrific and oh, the next horrible thing. And you know, it's not too personal. It's just, I've made this point before. It's like, if you have a herd of animals, you gotta control them so they don't, you know, you gotta keep them in check. And so that's how humanity is being kept in check, is they're kept in a state of survival mode, because when you put someone in a state of enough fear, the hippocampus of the brain doesn't function as well. This is the part of you that associates your identity, your memory, your sense of self. That becomes weakened. So basically, whatever information comes at you, you accept as your reality. People literally live in a virtual reality. So stop putting toxic information in your body. Stop consuming so much electronic media. Go out into the real world. Get out into nature. The other day, I was feeling a little stressed out. My mind was very, very busy, and I had all these things I felt like I needed to get done. And I was like, you know what? I don't need to do this right now. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to drive out to the mountains. I only have to drive 20 or 30 minutes where I live to get in the mountains, which is great. And I was away from Wi-Fi, away from electronic devices, and I'm just walking in the forest and just like, oh, and it felt so good. And it's like, as soon as you get out of this toxicity-laden environment, which are the modern world is. You know, you get out into nature, get out into peace and quiet. It's like, oh, now I feel good again. So when you spend more time doing that, it regenerates your vitality. Reduce your stress however you can. A lot of people put unnecessary stress in your lives. So just do an audit of the stress in your life. And like, do I really need to be stressing myself out with these things? Do I really need to spend my mornings, you know, reading emails and watching the news and shit? Clean up your diet. Check out my sexual vitality diet video. And also, detoxify your body. This is essential for anyone in the modern world because our world's loaded with toxicity. And when you detoxify your body, it makes you more resilient to stress factors in your world. Check out my sexual vitality detox video to learn more information about that. Get enough sleep. You know, move your body. Get some exercise. We're animals. We're meant to live like an animal, moving, being, playing, not just sitting on our asses like stuck in our heads all day. That is what contributes to poor health. Do real world things. Less thinking and more being. And of course, it can get more complex than that. Like, oh, you need to take these supplements and everything. I talked about nutritional deficiencies, but if you clean up your diet, you live a generally like balanced lifestyle, you're gonna be all right, son. All right, that's it for today. I know I dropped a lot there, but this is important. It's the age that we live in. And it's important to know that, yes, there's a lot of factors that are against your vitality right now, your happiness, your sense of balance, really. But you can, by shifting your priorities and focusing on the right things, living the right lifestyle, you can thrive in this world. It just comes down to getting out of your habits and your addictions and taking the initiative in your life. So again, the three main factors to accelerated sexual exhaustion, in my opinion, are porn and over-ejaculation. The two are hand in hand. Nutritional deficiency and toxicity / stress. So let me know in the comments, what do you think are the most important factors to your sexual vitality? I'd like to hear what you guys' thoughts are. And if you enjoyed the content, make sure you subscribe to my channel, give the video a like, and have a great day, my friend.